think one of the very ingenious aspects of the system of the Torah, the way Yahadus works, is to incorporate the material needs into the spiritual process. We have needs for parnosa, we have needs for refuah, we have all kinds of peklich of tzoris, and we want to be able to alleviate and resolve and service these needs. And the system that the Torah has given us, a system of tefillah, a system of connection and hoping and trusting and relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fulfillment of these needs, also incorporates these needs into the process. And our motivation to participate in the spiritual growth and spiraling upward in terms of tefillah and bitochon and dveikus b'Hashem are enhanced by the fact that my body is going to be better serviced. My physical needs, my health needs, my financial needs, and my whatever other personal needs I have are going to see themselves as serviced and achieved and accomplished through this spiritual connection. But mainly the spiritual experience becomes more of a total experience. And we're always looking for deeper insight into that process to be able to take it further and further. And over here, the Rabbeinu Yoina on the Pasuk of Bechol Drochecho Do'ehu V'hu Yeyasher Or Chisecho gives us some very interesting insight into this process. He says as follows, Bechol Poil Asher Tivakesh La'asos. In every act that you look to do, everything you want to do, Zechur Es Hashem Yisborach. Remember Hashem, that's the first thing. V'kavei Elov LaHatzlicha Choboi. And hope to him that he'll give you success in this act that you would attempt to do. Utleboi Bitchoincho, and rely on him, put your trust, hang your trust in him. V'hoshev Elov Libecho, and return your heart to him, ki ein hapoil biyodecho, that the act is not biyodecho, you have no power over it. And v'hoisif hamikra zeh al mashom, as he goes on, he explains that this is a sofa on betachel Hashem b'chol libecho, the previous posuk, that was speaking, he says, in general terms, in the broader sense of person wants parnosa, a person wants refuah, a person wants a yeshua. And this pasuk, he says, is, he continues, Yesh mi sheboteach b'Hashem yisborach b'chlal, u'mami ki hakol b'day shomayim boteach boy. He trusts Hashem in general, he believes everything's b'day shomayim, and he trusts him. V'lo yiftach b'odo v'lo b'koich v'sichel, he doesn't trust in a man, and not in his own koich and seichel. V'ach lo yoshuv inyan habitochen el liboy b'protim. But he doesn't focus on all the protim. In other words, he's relying on, I need my parnosa. I need my $100,000 a year for parnosa, and that's what I'm relying on. Not that every step of the way, every phone call I make, every effort I put, every deal I think about, every meeting that I have, every conversation, every sentence, every word that comes out, it's all, everything is from Hashem, and everything is from Hashem. He's not focused on all the protim of how to get there, just on the big picture. Al-Kain Omar Bechol Drochecho Do'ehu. Therefore, this posuk now comes to be Moisif. Pirish b'chol prote masecho b'chol derech u'pula. In all of the details of your actions, in the whole derech and the pool, everything you do, zochreyu, remember him. V'hoshiv el libecho, ki ein lecho koyach v'yacholes b'poy lahu. Return it to your heart, constantly refocus it, that you have no koyach, no ability in this action whatsoever, Veinenu biyodcho rak biyad Hashem. It's only in your hands, not biyad Hashem. Utleibo tikvoscho, and put your reliance, put your hope on him, v'tzipiyosecho, and you're awaiting lechesed Hashem yisborach. And then he goes on and brings psukim and so forth. I think that the and he says he fears ois at the end that v'hu yeyasher ochesecho, to the degree that a person focuses his bitochen on the proti, on the smaller things, on the details of the efforts to achieve his goal, it's to that extent that this person will be able, in fact, to be zoyche v'hu yeyasher ochesecho, that Hashem will be matzliach according to the degree that he put that reliance, that he focused Hashem's hashgocho and koyach, not on himself but on Hashem in every minute detail of all of the processes that he has to go through, v'hu yeyasher ochesecho, and he'll find that hatzlocha in everything he does. But I want to focus on something else. He says, interesting, he has an order of things, a hierarchy. What should you do? Bechol poel asher tovakesh la'asos, schores Hashem, remember Hashem, that's the first thing. Kaveh elov la'atzlichacho, have to put your hope in him. Hope meaning, I guess, that you're not giving up hope. You may not know the end result with vadoyis, but you're not giving up hope. And that leads utleiboy bitchoincho. But then v'choshiv elov libecho, ki ein hapoel biyodecho. And focus in your heart that ein hapoel biyodecho. And he says it again later. Pirish b'chol proti ma'asecho zochrehu v'choshev elibecho ki ein l'chol koech v'yocheles b'poel ahu v'einenu biyodcho rak biyad Hashem. It sounds like that this comes after this whole process of remembering Hashem, hoping for his hatzlocha, putting your bitochon in him. And now I return to my heart, ein hapoel biyodecho. And as he says later, einenu biyodcho rak biyad Hashem. It would seem to me that that's the prerequisite, not the result. The prerequisite should be, if a person has to realize, listen, ein hapoel biyodi, I can't do anything, I'm helpless. Everything is biyad Hashem. That's like the basis of emunah. Then a person takes that and says, well, if I'm helpless and everything is biyad Hashem, now what am I going to do? Chovetz Chaim Lvov says, if a person puts his trust doesn't put his trust in Hashem, he's going to trust something else. If he trusts himself, he's not trusting Hashem. If he trusts Hashem, he takes away the trust from himself. A person has that natural need or desire or pre-programmed personality to trust. We trust that we can survive in this world. So basically, I would say the first step is that a person has to realize that it's all about Hashem. I can't do anything. Now I'm ready to start the process. I remember Hashem, and I know that everything is biyodoy, and I know that I have no power, and I'm helpless. So now I start to turn to him, and I'm hopeful that he's going to help me, and then I keep that hope going despite whatever happens, and eventually I reach the level that I'm just so convinced I refuse to give up, and I'm so convinced it's going to happen. And eventually I achieve those highest levels of bitochen, and I maintain it. And that's the schus that I'm zoiche to all of the guhuyite lecho kol mishalo islibecho. But it sounds like that at the end of the process, when I've already reached kaveh elov latzlichacho utleiboy bitchoincho, now all of a sudden v'hoshiv elov libecho ki ein hapoel biyodecho. It sounds as if that at this point I'm capable of a new level of recognizing that I'm helpless and recognizing that only Hashem can do something. And it sounds like it's something, v'hoshev elibecho, it sounds, and it repeats it twice, it sounds like this is something which I had on a certain level at the beginning, but now that I've achieved this level of bitochen, now I'm capable of revisiting that emunah and bringing it to a new level. V'hoshev elibecho ki ein hapoel biyodecho. I knew that to begin with. I had to know that to begin with on some level. Otherwise, the whole process doesn't start. But it seems that the ability to really recognize that I am completely and totally helpless and that everything is biyad Hashem requires a certain level of achievement in the midas habitochen. And maybe it's to be understood in not too difficult way is that if I don't have that sense of trust in Hashem, I can't let loose. I can't surrender. I can't give up. I have to maintain. I have to feel I'm in control. I am in control. I have the power. It's not him. It's me. It's. I can do whatever I want. I'm bright and I'm capable and I'm educated and I got the proper degrees and I got the proper experience. I got mazel too and I got everything going for me. And a person can't surrender that. That's part and parcel of who I am. And the only way that I could really refocus on that and take it to a real deep and then more meaningful level is when I realize that I can rely on Hashem. So it isn't that a person can't necessarily recognize his limitations and the need and the need for everything from Hashem and the fact that Hashem is in control of everything until he has a certain level of confidence that he's going to be taken care of. Which means that even for a basic emunah, you know, everybody knows that you have to have emunah to have bitochen. Like the Rishonim say, kol ha-boiteach ma'amin. Everyone who has bitochen has to have emunah. They ain't kol ha-ma'amin boiteach because of Shem Agor HaMachet. But just because I have emunah, I may not have bitochen because I'm afraid maybe I'm not deserving. But it seems that it's an ongoing and interrelated process that I have to start, of course, with emunah. I have to know that Zechor es Hashem. I have to remember Hashem, and Hashem means Hashem is the Baal Chesed, Hashem is the Kol Yochel, and everything. But then I have to start hoping and counting and relying, and then I'm capable first of being able to take this to a new level that Ein Hapoel B'Yodecho and Einenu B'Yodcho Rak B'Yad Hashem. That level of emunah, that clarity of emunah, can only come after there's a certain level of security in the fact that Hashem is going to take care of me. So I think what this means is that, you know, when we think about basics, we think about giving over to others, talmidim, to children, to educate. So we certainly think that there has to be emunah. The person has to know that there's a Bo'ir Olam, that there's a Torah Misinai, and without these basics, you can't go any place. But it seems that in order to fine-tune and to really bring a person to that ultimate realization, which is really the Aleph Beis of Emunah, She'ein HaPoel B'Yodecho, Kol HaKoyach is B'Yad Hashem, in order to get to that, they have to first have the security of Bitochen. We have to establish that positive and that ability to rely on and count on and trust relationship with Hashem. Otherwise, the dargus of emunah cannot be achieved. And maybe this reflects on, you know, a lot of the approaches that people take today because, you know, that get together a group of whatever it is, a seminar, a group of people who are not observant. And you want to convince them that there was a Torah Misinai. Shem gave the Torah at Har Sinai. There's a Bo'ir Olam. There's Ashkocha Protis. There's man has no power, man has no control, and he has to surrender himself to the Bo'ir Olam and recognize that everything is B'yad Hashem and so forth. And unless they concurrently at least, or maybe even prior as a prerequisite, have that ability to hope and to count and rely and to trust with confidence in Hashem. If we can't develop that, then we may not be able to get this emunah to stick. We may even give them rational proofs and understanding and there's so much evidence and so forth. But in order for it to stick, in order to v'choshev el libecho, that you should really maintain that ein poel biyodecho, you don't have the power, and behold, and everything is einenu biyodcho rak biyad Hashem. To achieve that, there has to be that sense of connection with him and willingness and ability to hope and to count and to rely and to have bitochen. Otherwise, they may not even be able to achieve that basic level. Which I think what this really does then, in terms of hashpo, in terms of kiruv, in terms of influence that we wish to have on others, and you know, always in ourselves too, The bitochen is not just the means of achieving what we want in life. The bitochen is not just the means of that connecting, that ultimate dveikus b'Hashem. Reb Meir Simcha says that in the Meshech Chochma, that the makor from the Torah of the mitzvah of bitochen is from v'dovaktoboy, to be dovuk b'Hashem. That's what bitochen is. But it seems from the Rabbeinu Yonah that it's more than that. That it's necessary for the fundamental awareness and maintaining that fundamental awareness of Emunah itself, of the basics of Ein HaPoel B'Yodecho and HaKoel B'Yad Hashem, V'Einenu B'Yodecho Rak B'Yad Hashem, that can only be maintained or reached or strengthened or taken to a lasting or meaningful, more meaningful level if a person, only if he has this sense of being able to rely on Hashem even before he gets to that level.